الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون. وقال تعالى: للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. وقال تعالى: قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى والله غني حليم. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected ulama, elders and brothers, the topic that we have for today's talk is concerning charity. Now obviously this is a very important topic, and added to this importance is the fact that in Ramadan, by and large, many people, they tend to discharge the obligations, the financial obligations, from the religious and the spiritual point of view. And I thought that it would be an appropriate topic for this time of the year. Charity, as we are aware, is a very important part, an integral part of Islamic teachings. Now, there are various types of charity, and the most important type of charity, if we could call it such, or the most important obligation upon us in terms of our finance, in terms of our wealth, is the one that is compulsory, and that is zakat, which is compulsory upon Muslims who have a minimum threshold with regard to a certain amount of wealth. Now, I'm not going to go so much into the details of the masail of zakat. Obviously, those who do have and have to fulfill the obligation should consult the ulama and the learned if they have any specific or any particular type of queries in this regard. However, on a general level, on this aspect with regard to zakat, the importance of it is greatly emphasized in the Quran and Hadith. The phrase "Aqimu Salat wa Atu Zakah," establish your salat and give zakat, is mentioned many a times in the Holy Quran. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made mention of zakat in many other places. Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Tawbah, my rahmat and my mercy encompasses everything. Fasa'aktubuha, but it is specific or more exclusive or more focused towards those yattaqoon wa yu'toona zakat, who fear Allah and who give zakat. Yet again, in the 17th juz of the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, Alladhina immakkannahum fil ard aqamu salata wa atahu zakat, that the believers, when they gain authority on the earth, one of the first things they would do after gaining authority would be they would establish the salat and they would establish the system of zakat. Together with that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith, inna tamama islamikum an tu'addu zakat amwalikum, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. This hadith appears in Musnad al-Bazzar. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, the completion of your Islam is in the giving of zakat, which means that if you do not give zakat, your Islam is not complete, nor is it perfect. We are also aware of the hadith, Buniya al-Islamu ala khams, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Islam rests upon five pillars, and one of the significant pillars among those five is the giving of zakat. Now, after understanding some of the importance and some of the quotations, let us further go on and say that what is the meaning of zakat? The word zakat comes from the root word which literally means purification. What is the root word of the word zakat? Zakat comes from a root word. The literal meaning is purification. Now the question is,